prying you into a small car with a tax on gasoline. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Some dealers and automakers are proposing a hike in the gas tax. The idea is if you want people to buy small cars, make gasoline more expensive. Now, you can understand environmentalists saying that, but the auto industry? Samara Freemark takes a look at that.
Ken Butman's Ann Arbor, Michigan dealership has been selling the fuel-efficient Suzuki hatchback for a couple of years. But the cars didn't get really popular until last spring when gas prices jumped. Butman ordered a big shipment to keep up with the demand. But those cars, the ones that Butman ordered close to a year ago, most of those cars are still here. They're still sitting on his lot, really not moving.
For a while there, everybody was rushing to the small cars. And then just as quickly, about when the price of gas came down again, we saw a complete reversal, like a light switch. That's how fast it cut off.
It's been like that all over the country. Dealers who last year had waiting lists for hybrids and small cars suddenly have a lot of extra inventory. Sales of hybrids are way down from last April, mostly because gas costs about half what it did last year. Brett Smith is an auto analyst with the Center for Automotive Research. He says consumers only switch to fuel-efficient cars when gas prices are high. When prices drop again, so do sales of those cars.
Look at what's happened every time we've had an energy crisis. We've gone to smaller cars for a couple of years, and then the consumer has gone back to larger cars. Why? Because at that fuel price, they can get away with it. They can justify it.
It's a real problem for dealers and manufacturers who want to make sure that there's a guaranteed market for fuel-efficient cars. And that's why some people who sell cars have begun to push for an increase in the gas tax. Michael Jackson is the CEO of AutoNation. That's the nation's largest chain of dealerships. Jackson wants to see gas at $4 a gallon. That's the level at which many analysts say consumer behavior changes. And Jackson thinks the government can keep prices at that magic number with a floating tax. Some top auto executives are calling Jackson's ideas smart and worth looking into. For now, though, it might not take a big tax to bring gas prices back up. Oil trader Anthony Grisanti is the president of GRZ Energy. He says an economic recovery would do pretty much the same thing.
Once this economy starts to pick up, say beginning of next year and the year after that, you're going to see oil prices start to go higher.
And that means you'd see prices at the pump going up too. Now, proposing higher gas taxes, especially of a couple of dollars a gallon, well, that can mean career suicide for politicians. So a big hike in the gas tax seems iffy. But if gas prices rise as the economy recovers, well, dealers might see those fuel-efficient cars move off the lot.
This is the Environment Report. A guy who has something to say about the idea of a gas tax hike is not going there. The chairman of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Environment was recently asked about hiking the federal gasoline tax at an energy forum at MIT. Congressman Ed Markey says the plan is to stick with CAFE, that's the corporate average fuel economy standards, to get more efficient cars on the road.
That's the route that we're taking. Rather than increasing the gasoline tax, we're moving towards a mandate, and 35 miles per gallon is the minimum that we intend on reaching by 2020. We believe that the technologies are going to evolve so quickly with the incentives that the Obama administration has already added to the law that we think we can reach 37, 38, perhaps even 40 miles per gallon by the year 2020.
The incentives Markey mentioned are tax credits amounting to thousands of dollars that get kicked back to anyone buying a fuel-efficient car. The more efficient, the more money you get back. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.